do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the goddamn it prayer. Goddamn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It's Monday, y'all. Happy Monday. It's Crab Diving Live broadcasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. A little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it isn't that time, maybe you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network streaming for you 24-7.
Yay!
Or you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application. Or we're always available at crabdiving.com.
Masturbation. Sadomasochistic abuse.
Not available at crabdiving.com.
Right, right. Well, you know.
And maybe in the member section. I don't know what's going on. Yeah.
Premium content.
We don't have a member section.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you.
God, that fucking car went by again today at the same time with the Confederate flag on its fucking hood.
Oh, well.
Jesus Christ!
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We do this every goddamn weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific Live, et cetera, et cetera. And thanks for buying shit through our Amazon portal at crabdiving.com/Amazon, or go to the website at crabdiving.com and click on the banneroni there.
Oh, yes.
Et cetera.
Yay.
And thanks for joining us on social media. And or please do so at crabdiving.
Right.
C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. It's Monday.
Oh my gosh, and Pat.
It's still COVID.
Damn!
Very COVID-y here in Florida.
Right. It's a COVID-19 Monday. Yes, it is.
Yeah, people don't seem to be giving many fucks.
No.
Here in the panhandle.
Wait,
my name's
get
Patrick
bit.
Vile, by the way.
Oh, shit, I'm sorry. Say your name again. I spoke over it.
Say my name! My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. What song is that?
Say my name. It's Beyonce, isn't it? Or Destiny's
Beyonce?
Child? Destiny's Child?
Oh my God. I was going to say like Coldplay or some shit like that. I have no idea.
My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. I just want to say, wow, a lot of articles this weekend. From the media about Trump just ignored
the lamestream media.
Yes.
You trust them?
Yes, our president just ignoring shit and golfing. You know,
you have TDS.
What is that? Trump derangement syndrome.
Yeah, I see that one a lot.
Oh yeah, well that's because I had a 5G.
Say my name, say my name. No one is around you. Say, baby, I love you. If you ain't running game. Say my name, say my name. You acting kinda shady. Ain't calling me baby. Why the sudden change? Say my name, say my name. You know
Coldplay is so Coldplay can have such a diverse sound.
They do, yeah. It must have been after the conscious
right,
uncoupling.
Right. Yes. Well, what do you mean?
Wasn't he married to Gwyneth?
They are married.
No.
What do you mean they're not?
They consciously uncoupled.
Oh,
that was
shit.
The thing that they posted on their social media. That
right.
We've decided to consciously uncouple.
Ooh. Kind of the way the...
I'll be steaming my vagina in front of someone else.
I'll be steaming my vagina for someone else. Say my name.
It is Monday. Everybody.
Yay.
Let's see what's going on in the old headlines. And
okay.
Then we'll talk about
Are you
going
to vote for Biden?
In, who?
Biden. Will you vote for Biden?
I don't know. He's got dementia.
Oh, that's right.
Rapes a whole bunch of people, doesn't
right.
he?
Right. Yes.
I saw an actual, this wasn't a bot because this was his former press secretary.
Hello.
Mariana, I can't remember her last name. Not the
single
named Rihanna, right. A different Rihanna.
Okay. Jeez.
And she's kind of going full, you know, he's got dementia now. She's like, it's like unplugged now, now that Bernie, she's not working for Bernie officially anymore. She's an actual real live human who is like, I'm not voting for Biden.
Well, but then, okay.
I'm just delivering the message.
I know, and I am seeing that message from people on the Book of Face that are, in fact, not bots. And I would say to them, then what is your plan? You're going to write in Bernie. Okay, he will lose, and maybe Biden will lose. Right. And then maybe Trump will win.
I hope that shawl of sanctimony keeps you warm in the gulag.
Yeah, well, hey, guess what? Good news, though. There's already people in the gulag. You know, because we're enforcing zero tolerance. So
yeah, but they're brown, so.
Oh, yeah, but what about the coronavirus in the gulag? How are you going to explain, you know? How are you going to explain that to that person sitting in the gulag?
Hey, don't you think the private prison industry would want to cure this? Want to make it as safe as possible?
Yeah!
They don't want their inmates dying.
You know, the thing...
Not because of the humanitarian horror of it, but because of the dollars and cents.
Oh, they're not going to make any fucking money.
Got to have beds and heads, or heads and beds.
Yes. Yeah. God. I just don't know what you have to say to people to make them understand that your vote has consequences. I guess.
Yeah, sometimes really bad ones.
Jesus, are you guys on some fucked up LSD that makes you think Trump and Biden are the same? Do you think Biden would have handled this the same way? For the sake of fucked up dickhead fucknut arguments, let's say Biden is totally dementia. He has dementia, 69 level dementia. It's totally fucked up. But I imagine Biden's team that he would assemble in the White House would be better than Trump and his team.
The first shit Biden took in the presidential toilet would be better than Trump.
Who would be
or
his
anybody
secretary
in
of
his
state.
Team?
Name some people who could be Biden's secretary of state. Just name them. Name them off.
How about Hillary Clinton again?
Oh, bam!
How about Michelle Obama?
Bam! Who would he appoint to the courts? Name somebody better than Brett Kavanaugh.
How about Elizabeth Warren?
Bam! Okay.
How about Elizabeth Warren on the courts?
Right. Who would be his vice president? Now, before you say, this person has to be better than Mike fucking Pitts.
Oh, well, gosh.
Who? Name someone.
Well, of course, Stacey Abrams.
Bam! There you go. What's left to understand? What am I missing? Shit, guys.
I'm seeing Val Demings. A lot of people seem to like her, but she was like a police chief. She's got a little bit of a creepy... She says all the right shit, though, and she comes out swinging. I do like that.
Dear
but
Democrats.
I just, when I hear ex-chief of police, I'm like, oh, okay, we got to watch this one extra.
Right. I mean, you know, yeah, that's not a big... I'm not excited about that. I really think Joe Biden should just... He's got to get a big hammer, right? It can't be a Tim Kaine. Do you remember Tim Kaine?
Yeah, he needs a... Yeah, yeah.
I don't know
a
much.
Good guy, a good senator, yes. Votes the right way as far as I could tell on everything. He's one of these who's personally against abortion, but
but
votes pro-choice all the time because he believes it's not his decision.
Okay, well, that's good. What about Stacey Abrams?
Right.
What about Elizabeth Warren as vice president? Why wouldn't she be vice president?
I think that would be a great choice also.
You know, and...
I've heard that argument when they say that you don't need... that Biden may not need help with the African-American community. He seems to already have pretty overwhelming African American support,
right?
That he might choose an Elizabeth Warren.
Yes, that would be lovely. I mean, Elizabeth Warren was my choice,
and there were hints that seeing if they could talk him into bailing after one go round, and
oh God,
and giving it up to his vice president,
right,
and let her take the reins or whatever.
I mean, you know,
but that might help some of the Bernie people little bit, although they're pissed at Elizabeth Warren,
yes,
even though there's an amoeba's dick in between the two different policies. A difference.
Okay. I am not familiar with the length of an amoeba wang.
It's
but
very small.
Okay.
They're not known for their big microscopic willies.
Before you answer, you just tell me this. Is there more of a difference between Elizabeth Warren's health plan and Trump's plan, or Elizabeth Warren's plan and Bernie's plan?
Or Biden's. Biden just came out. You know, I saw a good rant. I should have got written down or copied the Twitter URL. But
Shelby,
somebody
ahead.
Tweeted and it was like, God fucking damn it. This is the most if Joe Biden wins, look at his platform right now.
Yeah.
It's the most progressive platform in our lifetimes. More progressive than Barack Hussein Obama. He wants to have a public option for Obamacare. That's universal health coverage. He wants to have lower Medicare down to age 60. Lower it, the age.
How many Nazis would Joe Biden bring in the White House to write policy?
Well,
none!
Right.
None. Think of the cretins
right.
slithering around the White House. Ivanka, Jared. Will Jared still be the White House? Will we retain a job if Joe Biden's elected?
Yeah, they're going to have to perform some ritual, I think, to get Jared out of there.
I mean, not to you know, listen, it feels like Donald Trump is stabbing us in the face with a flaming dagger every day when he goes out on the podium and says bullshit about the pandemic. He doesn't know anything. What do you have to do to get liberals in this country to come together and make that guy the enemy? What the fuck? Quit digging, doggy.
Oh, I don't have her.
What are you looking for? Oh, that Chewy. I'll go get it.
Her wishbone.
Oh yeah.
You know the Benabone. I'll give them a shout out. Maybe they'll send us one. Crabdiving.com/Amazon. We should make a wish list on Amazon. We do have, thank you. And, thanks for buying shit through our Amazon portal. It does, help, pay the bills here. Los Billows.
Oh, wee wee.
La Cuenta?
Si.
La Cuenta. Yeah. La Cuenta.
Nine!
I was thinking in Italian.
Oh, yeah.
Over at the HuffPo, the headline.
Yes.
New corona battleground, free and fair elections. Well, shocker.
Oh, yes.
We know these fuckers are now trying to allow the U.S. Postal Service to go moobs up so that there won't be any mail-in vote, even when there's mail-in vote.
I have never put that connection together. Like, how would, if they got rid of the post office, how would people?
Well, you're gonna have to pay like
get their
FedEx
shit.
And UPS and some
right.
some right. other assholes are gonna start other delivery systems. More cars on the street. That's just what we need.
Yo, shit.
Maybe they'll have some drones delivering shit.
Yes.
Maybe they'll have people deliver by drone.
God, that would be perfect. A governmental drone is gonna come in and drop off my fucking paperwork.
Yeah.
God. You know what? I gotta make a call. I'm so sorry.
You have a work
yeah, I'm getting a work call.
Crabdiving.com/Amazon, everyone. We've got congressional Democrats are trying to pass some funding, extra funding for vote by mail. Because they think that, rightly so, this might hamper people's ability to go out and vote in person. We saw with the Wisconsin debacle where people were waiting in line for hours and lines hundreds deep because the asshole Republicans there decided not to postpone the election. They decided they were going to have it on that day because they knew that it would hurt turnout, probably. And what does that do for Republicans? It helps Republicans. They're not even hiding it anymore. Trump isn't even fucking hiding it anymore. He's out there saying, well, you know, for some reason, he tweeted the other day, for some reason, it hurts Republicans when there's a lot of votes. The three relief bills that are currently working their way through Congress, well, the ones that have been passed already, have only included limited funding for states to expand absentee voting, despite election officials in these states and voting rights activists saying we need more money for this. We got to print out a lot more ballots. We got to extend some deadlines for people and shit.
It costs more money to send out more mail-in ballots than it does to send out less mail-in ballots.
Right.
Yes, that makes sense.
Because not only you also have to print, you have to print envelopes.
Right.
And then postage. I mean, we're hoping the U.S. Postal Service,
you know,
floats them this one. But
to me, this seems
fuck
like.
Up, charge them.
You know, I was absent from the conversation for a bit. And I
wasn't saying much.
But no. It seems to me like it's. We're in a pandemic. No one can leave to go do shit because if you do, you spread the COVID. So why do you drink something that spicy if it's going to burn, man?
It's good burn.
Oh.
Put a little pickle juice in there. It's really good. I could taste that.
Oh, shit.
It's really kinda...
How do you milk a pickle?
It's a Virgin Mary.
Yeah. Like, why wouldn't this just be a normal fucking thing that any society would do? Mail-in ballots or email me a ballot. Email me a ballot. Why can't I have an app on my motherfucking phone that says vote?
Really,
and I click on it.
Fuckery.
And look.
I'd rather have mail-in because there's an actual piece of paper. And that's what we really need is paper backups. Even, you know, I'm sorry, Mr. Tree.
Yeah.
But because there's so much fuckery involved in online shit and hacking and mobile.
Yeah,
you trust,
that's true.
Nobody trusts that. So
can't we just see?
Well, hopefully eventually we'll be able to just do that. You'll have your. You vote by phone, it'll be done.
Right. I mean, maybe if you had like a thumbnail thing or something, like a fingerprint.
Right. Or blood sample.
Oh, yes. Stool sample. Perfect.
The Democratic leadership in Congress has highlighted the need for some extra funding for states for this absentee voting. But guess what?
Yes.
The opposition across the aisle. Republicans don't want it, and then even if they pass it, it's going to go up to the giant spiked blob-faced butt plug.
Oh,
that is,
yes,
Mitch McConnell.
You know that picture you sent me that I'm using as a crab diving promo for today's show, which you can see on facebook.com/crabdiving. The picture of Mitch McConnell taking questions from the press, but with the social distancing.
Right.
That is an amazing picture. And I was trying to post that. And I was trying to think of some blobfish. I was thinking blobfish something. And I just couldn't think of anything.
It's like a blobfish fondue.
Yeah. God, do you eat blobfish or no?
Well, I don't know. It's just people, you know, you're far away with the stick.
I think fish is a tough fondue thing.
The Chuck Schumer tweeted, the right of every American citizen to vote must be protected. We can't let President Trump or the Republican Party stand in the way of democracy.
That's a fondant.
Har, har, har.
Oh, yeah.
Says, Republicans, just watch us, you and your democracy.
What the fuck?
In the next comprehensive response bill, we'll fight to ensure states have all the they need to hold safe, free, and fair elections.
Right.
So we'll see.
Right. Well, we'll see.
Then, well, yeah, we'll see if this happens.
Holy fuck. Are we forgetting 2016 was a fuck storm of meddling?
Because Trump in 2 days prior had tweeted, Republicans should fight very hard when it comes to statewide mail-in voting. Democrats are clamoring for it. Tremendous potential for voter fraud. Just not true. It's just not true.
And
for whatever reason, doesn't work out well for Republicans. For whatever reason.
Voter fraud does work out well for Republicans. I remember a huge case of voter fraud in one of the Carolinas. I mean, a polling person, they were actually taking ballots to their house and filling them out, right? Filling out absentee ballots. And then
The chairman. The guy that was working for the county or whatever, the head Republican in that county or something like that.
Yes.
Maybe he was just
party?
A dude that was hired. Republican, of course.
Republicans, really, they...
And then they didn't want to concede the election. I mean, they didn't want to have a recount or anything.
Somebody took the votes to their house and fucked with them. And they don't want to do a recount.
And they're well, come on.
No, come on.
Right.
We have evidence that this happened.
Right.
Republicans love voter fraud. It keeps them in office.
Yeah, because all they can do now is cheat. Gerrymander, voter suppress.
But why? Why?
Because their policies are shit.
And no human being
and people
with half a brain
figuring it out. Yeah.
Just stop it. Stop it. You know, at some point, how much more corrupt... I'm going to ask a question that I don't like. How much more corrupt could the Trump presidency get?
Strap in, man.
Come on, though.
Strap in.
Come the fuck on.
Wait till we start figuring out everything that we don't even know. I mean, was it Chris Murphy, the senator
guy? Yes.
Said this is like the whole Russian collusion thing
right.
is the tip of the iceberg with this administration.
What could it be then? What more could we have?
Everything you can imagine.
Ain't running game. Say my name, say my name. You acting kind of shady. Ain't calling me baby. Better say my name.
The other day, I would call, you would say, baby, how's your day? But today, it ain't the same.
God, I wish I had a career writing rap.
Destiny's Child.
That's hip hop or whatever. I wish I had a job producing and writing hip hop music. I love it. Love the lyrics.
Well, get an app. You can download that shit on your iPhone now.
And oh, really?
Dude, you can do some beats on your iPhone.
Yeah.
Remember my neighbor?
I don't want to do the beats.
In Koreatown?
Yeah, yeah.
When I had that really cool apartment?
Oh, yes. that guy?
Yeah, remember my neighbor across the way? I mean, that's all he...
He would practice the same five fucking bars all day. And I wanted to go over there.
Really high.
Yes.
Really
but,
high.
But all he was... listen. Never mind. I'm not getting into this. I'm just saying it felt like all the guy was doing was pressing the button on the same fucking part over and over again. And it was like the same, but it was the same shit.
He's putting layers in.
I guess.
Every other word is a huh. Yeah, okay.
Let's see. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy.
Yes.
Scumbag. Close Trump ally.
Right.
Said, the idea that you're willing to take the coronavirus is putting 17 million people out of work and you're talking about an election in November. I think you're thinking about the wrong items, McCarthy said.
Aren't they not filling up mass graves in New York?
They don't care about that. What about the jobs, man?
Oh,
what about
yes.
the jobs?
Chris, wait, who is this fuckhead? Kevin McCarthy?
Kevin McCarthy.
This is a hard one because I was about to say, Kevin, what if it was someone close to you, but I don't know, you're a vampire. You don't have any fucking feelings.
He's the one that we have tape of in that secret meeting with the Republicans when
yes.
Paul Ryan was speaker.
Yes.
Kevin McCarthy saying, we know that Rohrbach and Trump are on Putin's payroll
Yay.
Or something like that. Har, 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 har.
Wait,
and
I
that's
thought...
When, and that's when... Paul Ryan says, ha, 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 you know, this is like a family here. We don't talk about stuff that we joke around about in family.
I always felt like that was the most underreported thing ever fucking discovered.
Trump hit the ground running. Flash grenades from day one.
Yeah.
It was the biggest crowd ever.
Did the Republicans say?
And then they photoshopped his hands.
Oh, my God.
in the portraits that they hung in the White House, the pictures from the inauguration.
I mean,
they photoshopped his hands to be bigger.
Review the inauguration for one second. We have forgotten that Trump.
Crazy shit.
Yeah. What did GW say? Yeah. This was some crazy shit or wild
shit.
To
Hillary.
Yeah. And Trump got out of the SUV, didn't open Melania's door, left her.
Oh, that was when he visited the White House.
That was different.
Yeah, that was when he went to visit Obama and meet Obama at the White House. And the limo pulled up and he was on the side closest to the door. And he just started waddling up and left Melania to crawl out the other side all by herself with a gift.
Yeah.
Like carrying the gift that they exchange. And so Barack went around, like barely shook hands with Trump, went around him to help Melania carry her shit.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to crank up the DeLorean, fix that flux capacitor. I'm going back to 2016.
Oh, boy.
Actually, 2015. I'm going back there.
Okay.
I'm going to say, because Trump started in 2016. That's when he started in January.
Now, right.
Okay. I'm going back in time.
Why don't you go back to like 1950 something and 40 something and tell Fred Trump.
I got to kill Hitler.
Just get a blowjob.
Right. Yeah, that's true. Or just ask him to blow it on the fucking lamp. Blow it all over the fucking copies of Mein Kampf you have scattered over your house, you fuckhead. I'm going back in time and I'm going to tell Obama, I'm going to visit him like, it's going to be like, like a Dickensian ghost or something. I'm going to say, listen, don't leave. And it goes against everything you know. Do not leave us. You can't leave this country in the hands of this lunatic. I will be the ghost of Christmas future and I will say, let me show you Corona. Don't leave us.
Corona.
Don't leave us. Nobody would ever be like, oh, the babysitter's here. The babysitter has a chainsaw. The babysitter's drunk. The babysitter's hopped up on, is a Nazi. And the babysitter's hopped up on Adderall. He's got his chainsaw out.
Holy shit.
We got to go anyway.
He's losing his mind today. For the purpose of creating conflict and confusion, some in the fake news media are saying that it's the governor's decision to open up the states, not that of the president of the United States and the federal government. Let it be fully understood that this is incorrect.
It
is the decision of the president, and for many good reasons. With that being said, the administration and I are working closely with the governors, and this will continue. A decision by me, in conjunction with the governors, and input from others will be made shortly. That's just wrong. It's just 100% wrong.
Yes.
In fact, the right now trending on the Twitter is 10th Amendment.
Trending on Twitter.
Which assigns power to the states, which is not enumerated in the Constitution to the federal government.
Okay, I don't think he read that part.
And also...
he wants to kill us. But you know what I mean? Like...
He wants the image to be that he saved us from Corona because he thinks that's his only shot to get reelected right now.
No one's saving us from Corona, dickhead. You were just making it so not all of us die from it.
I give myself a 10.
Oh my God. You fucking lunatic. I saw that story and my thought was, if you're someone that cannot bring yourself to vote for Joe because you wanted Bernie and you think Joe is a Republican, you need to think about that. Think about this. That's crazy.
Here's a not nice number.
He wants to kill us.
Floridians.
Oh, fuck, fuck, fuck.
Florida now has twice as many coronavirus cases. 20,601 as South Korea had.
Oh my God!
South Korea has a population of 30 million more people than the state of Florida. And they were able to contain it.
God, well.
Because you know what they did right away?
They did something.
They tested.
Well, they did something.
Yes, right away.
That's the difference. We haven't done anything. The last thing I've seen. I just figured out that our fucking mayor does weekly press conference is on Facebook somewhere. I saw that. That's great.
Grover?
Yeah, I didn't know that. I guess I'm not following the right group. And then our governor over the weekend, are you familiar with our fuckface governor?
Do you think Grover was named after the Sesame Street character?
That's a good question. I have no fucking idea. I have no idea. I really don't know. That's an excellent question.
Maybe the parents were fans. I don't know.
I mean, our governor, who...
Ron DeRacist.
Yes. This is why... Here's another reason I will vote for Joe Biden over Trump, because if you live in a state like ours, you desperately need someone who is president that is not just a colossal ball of fuck, because that's the only person helping you. Like, Trump isn't helping us.
Well, you don't think Rick Scott's going to help us? Or Marco Rubio?
Rick Scott is...
Matt Gaetz?
Rick Scott looks like he's from Harry Potter, but way too fucking evil. No, not Matt Gaetz. I'm sorry, no.
You don't think?
No!
Matt's going to help us.
Right now, if Hillary Clinton were elected, Hillary Clinton would be calling up the races and say, hey, dickhead, close the beaches. Hey, close your state down. We need to do social distancing. Do you need ventilators? Do you need PPE? What can we do to help? That's not happening right now. Our governor waddles out and talks to the press with one fucking glove on, by the way. One glove on like Michael Jackson. One glove, and then touching his face with his glove hand and his not gloved hand. Touching his ungloved hand against the gloved hand.
Over at the Drudge Report, big red letters, Trump fire Fauci? Question mark.
I am convinced Trump wants people to fucking die.
Well, he doesn't care.
What? That's crazy.
No, he doesn't care if they die. It's, you know, if you're going to die, oh, well, we need the economy to go.
Well, he said, whatever. Probably don't.
President Trump retweeted a tweet yesterday, last night.
Twat.
That concluded, time to hashtag fire Fauci.
Oh, yeah.
This is a retweet.
Reach what?
All weekend, the worst anal pustules of the right over the weekend in the fever swamp going after Fauci, because Fauci had the audacity to say during an interview that, hey, had we reacted earlier, we could have saved more lives.
That's the worst of the anal what?
Pustules.
Pustules. I'm an anal pustule, I am. I see. I think he wants to fire Fauci and get somebody in there that's going to say, we can open up the country.
CNN's Jake Tapper asked him about a weekend New York Times story, which we're going to talk about in a second. With the New York Times has the documents, basically, that prove that Trump knew about this and not only did nothing, but actively tried to downplay it and push it out of the mainstream discussion.
It's like there are. Is this sentence accurate? Most of the people that will die from this in America, it will be the Trump administration's fault for not acting quickly.
No. Well, okay. Most. I'll say most.
That's amazing. That 50% this man more even has a possibility. Shot at getting elected. Damn! What do people need to do to fix their fucking brains about him? Read more books?
Stop being racist.
Oh, shit. Let me check.
That's a tough one.
Hey, let me get Florida on the phone to see if they'll consider that.
Fauci replied to Jake Tapper, saying, well, obviously, you could logically say that if you had a process that was ongoing and you started mitigation earlier, you could have saved lives. Obviously, no one is going to deny that. Oh, that's not true. I deny it. I saved everyone.
What?
But then he said, this is what is may sink him, but there was a lot of pushback about shutting things down back then. In other words, the doctors and the smart people were saying, we got to start the social distancing now.
But you
and Trump is like, no, what are you crazy? What about money? What about Mardi Gras? What about spring break?
So he's trying to have it both ways right there, right? He's saying that no one thought it would be this bad, but he's also saying the doctors and scientists said it would be this bad. That's why they wanted the social distancing.
Right.
Okay. Now, that will that sink him?
The Drudge Report had the headline, Fauci downloads on Trump.
Oh, shit.
And there was another report, I don't know if it's here in this Axios later, but I saw another report that said that Trump was calling all of his buddies over the weekend and asking them what they thought about Fauci. Uh-oh.
Oh, my God. You know, you said it. Yeah. You said it accurately. You said that we want to get this economy up and going so Jamba Juice, so their stock can go up.
Yes.
A point or something.
Sure.
Right? Is that it?
Right. And their mythical dollars. You know, we did that story last week about how all these poor billionaires are losing net worth and losing hundreds of millions of dollars of net worth.
Yay.
And how is their next fucking morning a scintilla different?
If you're a billionaire.
It's not like they got to put a for sale sign on one of their yachts all of a sudden.
Right.
So oh my God.
The difference between being a billionaire and let's say a half billionaire. Will you have to sell an infinity pool? Will you have to sell?
You might have to rent it out to a porn show.
Oh yeah. Right. Nicolas Cage rents out his Tyrannosaurus Rex skull to every episode of Bang Bros.
Bang Bros.
Yeah.
Bang Bros, everybody.
Everybody's sitting at their podcasting device pretending not to know what I'm talking about. Everyone gets an Oscar.
What is this Bang Bros of which you speak?
It's a musical.
White House, however, is saying, this is ridiculous. Of course we're not. Well, they said, it's a quote. The media chatter is ridiculous. President Trump is not firing Dr. Fauci. The president's tweet clearly exposed media attempts to maliciously push a falsehood about the China decision in an attempt to rewrite history.
And you know, this is so upsetting because our governor is going to be down with whatever plan the fascist in chief comes up with. So if Trump says, hey, we're opening at Easter. Our governor is going to be just fucking fine with that. Our one gloved fucking dickhead governor.
Oh, yeah.
God, it's just a nightmare. Because we just had a conversation where it was like last week or something. We were talking about like maybe Florida will benefit because, you know, people are staying home a little bit and maybe we're able to flatten the curve a little bit. But if they reverse this and start pushing people back out, they're going to be fucked.
Well, and they're not going to understand the one area can and one area can't kind of thing.
Like, because there's, see, that's.
And that doesn't make sense either, because
social distancing is working in some spots, so now stop doing it.
In some places, is what Trump's trying to say. There's places where you hardly even have it.
So
by open up that McDonald's.
So he's saying, yeah, there's no COVID at that McDonald's. You know what? That McDonald's eats right. COVID.
President Emmanuel Macron.
Oh, nine.
Du Français.
Oh, yes.
Extended France's coronavirus lockdown for another month. As he apologized that his government was, quote, not prepared enough for this crisis.
Are you sure that's Macron and not Trump?
Yeah. Oh, wait, let me look. Now, the country's death toll is almost 15,000 there in France.
Ooh.
And they will continue until May 11th to strictly enforce these close downs and social distancing.
COVID. Yeah. This sucks, man. When is Florida's peak? Not to make it about our state.
I don't know. I don't know that we know.
Siri, when is Florida's peak?
The French president said after May 11th, they might slowly relax parts of the lockdown, possibly reopening schools, colleges, high schools. larger public events and restaurants, cafes, and bars are not expected to open before mid-July.
Let me tell you, that dog doesn't. That dog is wants to be comfortable, and that's what that dog's going to do.
She just literally pushed the microphone away so she could jump into my lap and curl up.
Right, right, right.
Sort of curl up.
Yes. But you know what Cuomo says to all this shit? He's like, he talks about all these questions, like, when are we opening? When are we getting back to normal? He always says, I don't know. Because there's a lot we don't know about this motherfucking virus.
Maybe a while. See, there's some people are saying that they don't think we should have big things like concerts and big sporting events until next July, 2021.
My God.
Until they get something going and they get the herd immunity and shit.
You know what? I just had a vision of the first day next year, whenever, when the next open mic for stand-up comics is going to be
spectacular.
A clusterfuck of inhumanity. I mean, really. I want to be first. Get me up there. For a year. Because it's not like, I think a lot of people think about it like this. Okay, we can't go to concerts, we can't go out, and can't do shit today. But on the day it's lifted, we can go back to the way it fucking was.
Oh, no.
No toilet lids on public bathrooms, fecal plumes all around. Go fuck yourself.
No, no, no. It's not going to happen, probably.
Damn.
It's going to be a while.
Right. Well, it might not be. We might be able to just do whatever the fuck. But I think what's going to happen is Florida will hit its peak and our governor will start acting differently. Right?
Okay.
Oh, man. We're just
fucked. Ron DeRacist? He's not going to happen. He's already trying to strong arm. We talked about it over the weekend. Offline.
Crab diving. Offline conversation.
That he was trying to... He had one of his thugs...
Yes.
...call a law firm representing one of the newspapers
okay. That
was filing a lawsuit to get the actual death toll
Damn.
From the COVID because they think they're fudging the numbers, like, and they think there's a lot more happening in nursing homes, and they're trying to write it off as, well, you know, he was 90. He died of natural causes.
This nursing home shit, the Rachel Maddow Nightmare podcast that I listen to, she is talking about like how one nursing home had to be evacuated. They had to retreat. That the staff, they had half of the staff was sick. Most of the patients were sick, had the COVID. So they had to evacuate that facility and then put all those patients in other facilities.
Right.
And because there's not good testing, how do you know that? Because these patients have to go somewhere. So how do we know where these nursing home patients are going from these other places that they don't have it?
Well, right. And then the healthcare workers don't have adequate PPEs. So healthcare workers are starting to catch the virus.
I am Great. Having, you know, it's like, God, I'm just having these nightmarish visions of this planet turning into like everybody's walking around with a COVID. We're like zombies, like coughing on each other. I mean, it just seems...
Well, no, I think New York is more optimistic. I mean, too many people are still dying, but it seems to be maybe have peaked in New York, but you got to be careful. That doesn't mean, woohoo, you throw open the shutters and start dancing. You got to still keep the sulfur burning.
You know, and I don't mean to keep going back to Cuomo, but it's him and Newsom. You know, and Inslee,
whose approval rating is like crazy high.
Yeah, they say things that are real in public all the time. And we don't get that from our president. And our governor doesn't do that. So, you know, but he's talked a lot about truth and transparency and how it's a crazy thing. But he's like, people need to be told the truth because they will figure out when you're lying and it will make them nervous. I mean, a president tells us to think. What is it? What is the drug his buddy makes? Hydrochloroquine?
Your buddy of a buddy or something like that. Yeah, yeah.
Why don't
you
shove it in your asshole?
Well, and there's a story out today that they had to somewhere they stopped in Brazil. They stopped a study after patients started dropping dead
of this drug
of irregular heartbeats with the chloroquine.
And I would imagine part of the problem is if there's those kind of side effects with the drugs. All of a sudden you're in the hospital, you're taking this drug. Now they're going to have to treat your irregular heartbeat.
Well, hopefully they're not giving it to people.
Yeah.
But now the doctor's got to deal with morons.
Oh, God. You're not
saying,
kidding.
Give my grandma chloroquine.
I actually saw someone on Facebook post that they are listening to Dr. Oz rather than Fauci. Rather than Fauci?
Yeah.
Dr. Oz? He's on a talk show.
Yeah, the conservative morons are out to get him. Hannity is one of them.
Oh, yeah.
235 cases in Escambia County here.
Oh, fuck!
Where we are. We have 3 deaths in this county.
Okay.
Age range is still crazy. 2 to 95.
Jesus Christ.
With median age of 46.
I mean, how many cases is that? 200 something?
235.
I wonder how many are hospitalized.
Currently 18.
I mean, that doesn't sound like a lot. But if that number increases, I mean, how many ICU beds
do we
have?
Well, that's what we don't know yet.
Yeah, in this county.
We just have 2 decent-sized hospitals and how many?
3.
And what about the Navy base? Do they have a hospital?
Yeah. It's yeah.
Did you count that one? Or is that,
no, I didn't. I just assumed
is that
that's
4. Yeah. They may have something there. But how many ventilators is the question? And how many, like you said, ICU beds?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah. Well, that's what, you know, people are saying this area sort of has a fighting chance because there's a Navy base around here for some reason. I don't understand what that means, but
20,601 cases in Florida.
Yes.
Total 470 deaths in the whole state.
I think it was a great idea that Ron DeSantis shut our border at I-10 from Alabama coming into Florida and then had a point of contact with law enforcement with each person coming in, but not turning anyone away. Like if you're coming in from Louisiana, you get to meet with our law enforcement and then just go about your business. Maybe, you know.
Ooh, Miami-Dade, 72-41 cases, 97 deaths, age range 0. A newborn, an infant, under 1, to 103.
103 years old.
Yeah.
God damn.
I've seen a couple stories where people who centenarians are have recovered. Somebody was 100, had the COVID and got better.
Dude. But like, I mean, they were around for the Spanish flu.
Doing the maths.
Right. God, this shit is crazy. And yeah, I'm like, car.
Yeah, it's down,
damn,
though. It's way
everybody
down.
Everybody go the fuck home. No, it's car.
Although, over the weekend, on an intern walk.
Yes.
I was contemplating going over to, it's called Maritime Park section.
Don't go over there.
Here. And there were an awful lot of people.
A million
for
people
some reason. At Maritime Park. I was like, what the fuck?
Dude, there's a fuck ton of cars there.
Yeah. Yeah. So wash your fucking hands, people.
Go home.
Go home. Wash your hands.
Please go home. You know.
Get Amazon Prime, crabdiving.com/Amazon.
You know, it sucks because a lot of people just can't go home. They got to fucking work.
Right. Those that are lucky enough to still have a job and who knows what they're doing. They're probably in some job that puts them at risk.
Oh, yeah. I got
dealing
a friend
with the public
that's,
and shit.
He works at checkout at a grocery store, man. Oh, fuck.
Read the Constitution was trending earlier because Justin Amash, you remember him?
Yes.
Former Republican,
right?
Really ultra libertarian kind of dude who is the one person who voted to impeach Trump from the House side.
Yes.
He wasn't a Republican at that point because he had voted to start the inquiry and then they basically ran him out of the party. So he's now an independent. It'll be interesting to see if he gets like reelected his district, because he, remember they had that town hall and he explained himself and everything, and but there were still some Trumpists in his district who were like, yeah, I can't believe you voted against president.
You know, man, what is it? Are people just so,
it's a so cult,
fucking racist that they're like,
it's a cult.
Even, but dude, fuck that. Even with this COVID, even the way he's mishandling.
Well,
this,
he's losing some of them allegedly, fuck. But
what does he have to do to lose all of them? We can't go anywhere. They shut down concerts. With Donald Trump as president, there's no concert, there's no theater, there's no stand-up. What the fuck? There's no basketball, hockey, curling. What else? Bingo?
Sadly, we have a another pastor.
Yes.
Jeebus. The... On March 22nd, I think we had talked about him getting the COVID, but he was one of the,
March 22nd.
He was, that was his last, in-person service, this evangelical pastor. He's now passed over the weekend of the COVID after he was proudly showing off how packed his Virginia church was and vowed to keep preaching unless I'm in jail or the hospital.
Or dead, dude.
Is now passed on.
Or dead, dude. And how many people did you kill? How many people did you pass this shit to before you died?
Said, I firmly believe God is larger than this dreaded virus. You can quote me on that.
MAGA death cult. You're a MAGA death cult.
It's, yeah. Greed. It's a greed cult.
But damn, how much money, fuckhead? Sometimes, you know what I want these pastors to do that have such a boner to go out and still do sermons and mass gatherings? Put on a thing on, find a website and put a number out there. How much money do we have to put in that pot for you to stay the fuck home? We will buy you out. Why not? Tell Bill Gates how much money. That's it, Bill. This is a great idea. I don't know if you listen to the pod.
That's why we need UBI. People would be staying home. They wouldn't need to.
But these ministers could say, for $500, that's what I would have made at my shitty church, I will stay home and not spread the COVID. Yeah. But you got to keep paying. There's got to be some, solution.
So when Trump tweeted that the fake news is saying that it's not up to the governor, that it's up to the governors and not me to reopen the country, that's 100% false. Well, he's wrong.
He's wrong.
He's absolutely
Pat.
Wrong.
Hold on a second. Let me write that down. Trump's wrong. Trump's wrong.
Justin Amash tweeted, President Trump is flat out wrong. The president has no authority to, quote, close down or, quote, open up the states.
Yeah.
He's the one creating conflict and confusion. Put down the authoritarianism and read the Constitution.
God, and so what our president will do, we'll see that tweet, and then say something horrible about Justin Amash's wife.
Big loser, yeah. Yes. Justin Amash, we'll see his poser not looking great. Who are you gonna run against, Justin?
Failed big time. God.
I mentioned that.
How's the draining of the swamp going, by the way? I haven't checked on that in a while.
Well, I said they refilled it with sewage.
Oh. Yummy.
A small Brazilian study on the effects of the anti-malaria drug chloroquine.
Yay!
Which is similar to the drug that Trump has touted as a possible game changer.
He said hydrochloroquine, and this is straight up chloroquine.
Similar, yeah. It was abruptly halted because some patients taking high doses developed irregular heart rates, generating safety hazards.
Does that mean they needed the hydro to go in? Because they just had chloroquine.
Well, it's a different, I don't know what the hydrogen would do to the equation.
Well, not fuck your heart up, maybe. I have no idea.
Chloroquine is similar to hydroxychloroquine, the drug Trump has touted.
Right.
Health experts have insisted that not enough is known about either drug to determine the efficacy combating COVID-19. The Brazilian study included 81 hospitalized patients patients that some took 50 milligrams twice a day for 5 days. Some took 600 milligrams for 10 days. Patients taking the higher doses experienced heart arrhythmias.
What president in the right fucking mind will waddle out to the mic, take it away from the guy from the CDC, and start rattling off some drug that his buddy makes?
Because some asshole that he played a round of golf with, some rich white fuck, no. Pharma fuck.
It's always this, though.
Or some rich billionaire who invested a lot in some pharma fuck.
Hell yeah.
Who's like, oh, you know, you should, maybe this hydroxychloroquine, we could make a lot of money.
Let's just ask people.
We'll send some to an account in the Caymans for when this is all done.
Yeah, man. And like, here, why don't you just do this? Here, try. You can have chloroquine, hydroxychloroquine, hydrochloroquine. Try it. You know, you can have whatever you want. Just try the different ones.
Well, what have you got to lose?
Right. Fuck it.
What have you got to lose?
He said that about that drug, though, right? He's like, well, you know, if you're as a last ditch effort or some shit like that.
So, Trump has announced,
yay,
his counsel to reopen America.
Hell yeah, baby!
And
is this a group of people that will be pushing to get us
absolutely
to stop social distancing,
absolutely
to stop sheltering in place, to go out
100%?
Hey, it's America. We're gonna spread this shit all over the place,
right,
until we're all fucking dead. Fuck yeah.
We're doing our best to make sure the brown people are the only one getting it. So,
yeah, baby.
Just go ahead. Go out.
Everybody's getting COVID.
The council.
Yes.
To reopen America.
God.
Is.
It's a bunch.
Yeah.
Is it a distinguished group?
Well, yeah, there's a whole bunch of assholes from the, it's a big group.
Can I make a guess? Are they all white?
Well, you know how many doctors, nurses, or health officials are on the council?
I'm going to go with 0.0.
Correct.
Jeez.
The full list also includes Secretary of the Agriculture, okay. Purdue.
Oh, great.
Son of Purdue.
He was just in the news for some shit that was fucking horrible. What the fuck was that?
I don't know.
He was atrocious.
Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao. Not corrupty at all.
Oh, yeah. Now, she's fucking Mitch, right? They're fucking.
Secretary of the Energy.
Oh, okay.
Brouillette, now that
now that
Rick Perry's gone,
boy.
Labor Secretary Scalia,
yay!
Wait for it,
okay.
Secretary of Housing and Urban Development,
bam!
Ben Carson.
Oh
everyone.
Shit! It's like the dream team that went to the Olympics with Michael Jordan. Oh fuck yeah! Who else?
White
Come
House
on.
Advisors Chris Liddell and Peter Navarro.
Oh, yeah. I don't know that one guy, but Peter Navarro. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah, Peter Navarro.
Wilbur Ross.
Damn. Score.
Steve Mnuchin.
Fuck yes.
Mark Meadows.
Ooh, yeah, yeah.
Larry Kudlow.
Hell yes.
And then the reason the terms, but Hunter Biden. And death panel are trending.
Okay.
Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump.
Oh, shit.
Ivanka.
Yes.
Is on the council.
Ivanka.
To reopen America.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's dying. Fuck yes. We're reopening America. We're not saving America from the corona. We're opening America. We're reopening America. We're all going out there. We're licking shit. We're getting fucking sick.
Not them.
No. Please, no.
Not the rich people.
No, we're choking to death on our own fluids. Yay!
But Hunter Biden.
Yes.
Got a job on a foreign...
Oh, yes.
...board somewhere.
Well, yes.
These people are actively diddling with our lives.
I actually suggested on Facebook Florida would be better off had Andrew Gillum was elected. Someone had the nerve to tell me, well, what about him getting caught with a male escort on meth and drunk? I don't give a fuck. Slather him in crank over Ron DeSantis any day of the fucking week. Right. I don't fucking care.
We have
Ivanka. What is she doing to reopen America? Telling us to go out, get sick, pussy.
Oh, God.
Good God.
About 90 residents have died at just two Brooklyn nursing homes.
No, Jesus fucking Christ.
The situation is so dire at one of them that the victims' bodies are just being left in their beds.
God fucking damn it. That could be someone. That could be somebody's mom, somebody's father. What the fuck? This is insane. Jesus fucking Christ.
The, we have, also...
They're just leaving the bodies in the fucking nursing home.
Yes.
To borrow a phrase from the many horrible right-wing nut jobs use on their fucking memes and to say something trite. Let that sink in!
Good news, Jesus. I guess. I mean, it's fucking not really, Christ. But it's Republican, Trumpian era good news. We now have Alabama and two other states that this judge is over that are
okay.
Now being blocked from trying to ban abortion during the COVID crisis.
That's good news. Damn, that is, well,
it's, a federal judge ruled yesterday.
Why would they be?
That Alabama cannot ban abortions during the outbreak. Alabama and other states, let's call them Republican states,
boom,
have sought to ban abortions during the crisis, claiming they're not essential medical procedures.
Boy, I tell you what we call good news these days is really fucked up. So Alabama and Mississippi, they're not going to keep their citizens from having control over their vaginas despite the outbreak. That's the good news. Good news, everybody.
Abortion providers in Texas have now appealed to the Supreme Court to allow medical abortions. Those are the ones that don't require surgery, but you take a pill or some series of medication.
What if I need an abortion either kind? You know what I mean?
Well, there you go. That's what's being fought in the courts now.
Why is it being fought in the courts? Because I'm talking about my vagina.
Well, yeah.
So why this vagina is not a court?
But Republican men want to control your lady parts.
Jesus. Fuck you.
And your decisions over them.
Yeah.
Especially if they impregnate you, then they'll order you to get an abortion.
Right. You know what I love? These Mike Pence types, whoever the fuck they are, they're like, oh, we're in a COVID pandemic. Let's go legislate the uterus. Who would do that?
Republicans.
Oh, that's right, Pat. You're right.
Because they have to cheat. Because they know that... What, 60-something percent of the population thinks that it should be a constitutional right?
Yeah. It is your vagina. If a doctor wanted to do something to your dick without your consent, you know what I mean? I mean...
Oh, here we go.
Okay.
Access denied.
Uh-oh.
Well, that's very strange.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that story's gone.
They're coming to get us. They're on to us. I think I see a van across the street.
The hashtag save Fauci is now trending.
Save America.
But Hunter Biden is trending.
Oh, yes. You stupid fuckheads.
Ivanka and Jared trending on the Twitter.
Here's what I think. I imagine that Joe Biden's presidency wouldn't have a panel to get America out to work in catching the COVID. I bet he wouldn't push for that. I bet I would even venture to say Joe Biden would try to have more stringent shelter-in-place rules.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think we'd push for that.
California, Oregon, and Washington.
Yes.
Have now made a, quote, Western States Pact.
Damn.
In which they will work together on joint efforts to reopen the economy on the West Coast. They're not listening to Trump.
Right. Hey, us too, by the way, though. Us too. We went in on that.
No, we're the Southeastern.
But we still could be partners. Yeah, we won in that club.
Well,
come
yeah,
on.
We do. But
we don't all feel this
Ron
way.
Ron DeSantis is going to take us to Trump's party.
He's part of the MAGA death cult.
Oh, yeah. There'll be, well, Kavanaugh will be there, so there'll be beer.
What did Ron ever say why he went out? Oh, yeah, there'll be beer. Good. Why did he go out and answer questions with one fucking glove on?
I don't.
Why?
I can't answer that.
It doesn't make any sense.
Maybe he was giving prostate exams on the side.
Did you see any of the pictures of him with the one glove?
Yeah, yeah.
It is.
Well, he just has dumb face to begin with. He's
right.
Always got that bewildered kind of stupid
face. But he also has dumb face, but he also has what else? Dumb brain.
Well, yeah.
That's rough.
Health outcome. Oh, God. Part of this pact. Our residents' health comes first as home to 1 in 6 Americans and gateway to the rest of the world. The West Coast has an outsized stake in controlling and ultimately defeating COVID-19. Is this the beginning of the breakup of the United States? It's going to be
yes.
California, Oregon, and Washington State
though.
Are going to form their own.
California, New York. Listen to me.
We're going to be in fucking Jesus Stan. We
got
to get the hell out.
Yeah, I mean, because that is unacceptable. Not everybody wants it to be Jesus Stan here. I know lots of friends that are atheists. They don't. Come on.
Health outcomes and science, not politics, will guide these decisions.
Come on. Mississippi, Alabama, Arkansas. We can do this.
So there you go.
What if we team up with Alabama
Western
and
states.
Georgia? To start a Southeastern bastion of liberal, statesmanship. Can we do that? Can we do that?
How?
With drugs. with 5G mind control.
Top Georgia Republican endorses Doug Collins for Senate.
Wait. Yeah, okay.
That's Doug Collins, who's running against Kelly Loeffler. She's the one who may have some little insider.
Well, she did a lot of
trading. Yeah.
Right. I mean, she's some of these, you know, it's interesting. Some of these guys, these business people, are actually making money off this COVID shit. Like with this insider trading, if you're in our government and you're like Laughlin and you knew that the shit was going to hit the fan and you adjust your stocks accordingly. Well, wow.
We've got, this is the, wife.
Yes.
Of Rodney Howard Brown, the pastor who was the first one that was arrested.
Yay.
And issued a citation here in Florida
for killing a
saying,
fuck ton
I'm
of
gonna, we're not closing until the rapture. Remember he said that? We're not closing to the rapture. Well, then he closed. But here's his wife. I guess they're doing, you know, they're streaming from their house or something now.
Okay.
Adonica.
Yeah, that is
her name.
That's a biblical name.
Adonica Howard Brown.
Adonica.
His wife.
Right.
This is an unprecedented time. I mean, this is internationally, these things are happening. It's a time. Listen, I tell you what, I'm I'm actually good. I'm doing good. I'm not mad. I'm just fired up right now.
Yeah.
But I pray. Listen, if you're a pastor and you're talking about quarantine, you're not in quarantine, first of all. Quarantine is for sick people. If you're sick, yes, you're in quarantine. If you're healthy, you're in house arrest, right? Let's just get that straight.
You're God. Under house arrest.
Wow. I wonder what her house is like, by the way. I bet it's nice.
Well, I think he's a prosperity gospel dude, so yeah, he's probably doing pretty well.
God, and this lunatic has sway over people. I mean, good Lord. These evangelicals are killing us, you know? I mean, we say it all the time, keep your cross out of our backyards, but you guys can't.
Right? We've got...
They got to be pissed, right? Because it's a good gig, right? It's a great gig. Because, like, I do comedy, and, you know, you actually have to entertain people. And, you know, you can't hold an audience for an hour because I don't tell them that if they leave that they're going to burn in hell. But you guys, they have a great business. And it sounds like this person, the wife of Howard Brown, whatever the fuck she does with the whole business, she's sad because their business is drying.
Sure.
And she's thinking that keeping her business open is worth all these coronavirus deaths.
Well, Jesus is going to protect them with some magic shield.
Well, that's what they tell their sheeple.
Right, while
they're fine.
Holed up at home, yeah.
Yeah, they got ventilators, they got doctors, they got shit.
Sweden is facing stricter quarantines. The prime minister there is saying they don't think their measures were good enough.
Right.
Not like our guy.
No. Our guy is worried about ratings and what people are watching on Fox.
What's up? The Democratic Republic of Congo.
Okay.
Is reporting a resurgence in Ebola.
Okay.
Ebola.
Oh my God. That's bad.
They had hoped to declare an end to the 20-month-long epidemic in the area.
Yes.
But now they are reporting a small resurgence.
Okay.
On Friday, a 26-year-old man was listed as having died from Ebola. On Sunday, they reported a young girl had also passed away.
Jeez. Ebola.
They have another young girl who visited the clinic, has started showing Ebola infection symptoms. The Ebola epidemic began in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo in August of 2018, has claimed 2,200 lives.
Oh, my God.
So right now, that part of the Congo is fighting COVID and Ebola.
Oh, Jesus Christ. So, I mean, we're not going to deal with an Ebola outbreak.
No, I think they've done a pretty good job of actually containing it to
smaller areas. Who is they? Not the Trump administration, but other people, right?
Yeah, I think international adults help step in and help too.
Thank you, guys. I don't know who these international adults are, but we're governed by children, so I appreciate your efforts. Whatever the fuck you're doing, good job.
Tweet us during the show, everyone. Thanks for listening.
Tweet us.
Thanks, Marianne. Florida has been Jesus Stand for decades, centuries.
Yeah.
We've got, I'm just seeing it says 30% of Americans. Oh, this is really sad. Despite evidence, you know, when it starts off like that, it's not going to be good.
Uh-oh.
Despite evidence from infectious disease experts suggesting otherwise, nearly 30% of Americans still believe that the coronavirus was created in a lab somewhere.
Oh, my God. You know what I don't understand? I mean, like, what step in the game then is this in the three-dimensional chess the Illuminati is playing, or QAnon, or whoever?
The latest poll from Pew.
Yes.
Says that misinformation about the virus is still out there winning. Even as fact checkers and public health officials are working feverishly to dispel it and save American lives. 23% of adults polled said they believe the virus was created intentionally.
Yes. Oh, my God. What?
According to genetic detectives who are studying the virus's origins, this is almost certainly not true, they think.
Okay.
It was not created in a lab.
Right. Good.
43%, a plurality, but not a majority, say the virus likely came about naturally, which is, according to virus experts, the most likely truth. The,
I'm sorry, I'm in the middle of a work fuck.
The work fuck. They still don't know exactly where it came from. But they do think that, or they know now already, that the 2019 COVID virus is 96% identical at the whole genome level to a bat coronavirus. So
yes,
they think that it,
but do they do, is there a
mutated,
is there a Lex Luthor out there that has a bunch of beakers? What else would you need in a lab to create this shit? A Bunsen burner, a DNA tosser.
Well, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. The once widely held belief that the virus originated in a Chinese wet market is also being debated.
Oh,
some virus experts say that the hygienic conditions of the market make it prime grounds for zoonotic spillover.
Oh, God, dude, we got to get that shit under fucking control. What is a wet market? What is a wet market? What is that? Where a bunch of dead animals are hanging all
live,
over the place? And you
live,
eat?
Live.
Oh, my God. Live. Can we not have that? We not have a wet market, please? Jesus.
But they're not even sure about that.
So in a wet market, well, what's the difference between that and like a lobster tank? That's what you do. You know, you go to a restaurant, they have a lobster tank. You're like, give me that lobster.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is horrible. I'll take a gerbil, a bat, and a fucking frog and a kangaroo sack.
The COVID-19 pandemic has given way to what the World Health Organization has called an infodemic. Inaccurate information about the virus, its origin, how it spreads, is flooding social media, and unsophisticated algorithms have shoved these bunk theories into the public consciousness.
Oh, God.
Like the conspiracy theory that 5G networks are somehow linked to the coronavirus.
Who started that?
It started as a fringe theory among New Agers and QAnon followers.
Oh, my God, you bored fucking fucks. You're so fucking bored. There's a 5G chip in my hypothalamus telling me to say deep state bullshit on this podcast. Is that correct?
I mean, I guess.
God, we are all just trying to not die from this shit. And now Ebola's on the way. Yay!
Oh. People so stupid.
Are you concerned about Ebola? 1 to 10. Level of concern. 1, you don't give a fuck. 10, all the fucks are given.
Ebola.
1. You don't care?
No. I mean, thoughts and prayers, but I'm not personally worried about Ebola right now.
See, that's the Catholic shit. That's fatalistic. You're like, well, if it comes, you know, what are you going to do about it? I have to go to church every week.
Well, what's the option?
Yeah, I know. You're right. There's no option.
I don't know if I have the time to go get a degree and get a medical degree
and become
an epidemiologist.
Yeah. Well, I don't know that you need one. I mean, Trump.
He's very stable genius.
Yeah. I just have a gut. He said that. I got a gut feeling.
Well, he had an uncle that was a scientist, so he knows all about your science and stuff.
God.
I know all about your science and your
God,
science.
All these, all the strong, when Trump got elected, all these like totalitarian dick bags, they must have got big stiffies because they're like, hey, America's for sale, baby. We are getting shit done. This lunatic is going to do shit for us that no other president would have done. And the viruses are the fucking same. COVID was right. calling his buddy Ebola. Oh my God. This country is a hellstorm of evangelical fucknuts. You got to come out. It's great. God.
Meanwhile, Andrew Cuomo.
Cuomo.
Also working with intelligent states.
Yeah.
Adult states.
What's that like?
He tweeted, "Thank you, Mass Governance, the governor of Massachusetts,
okay.
for joining our multi-state regional effort along with New Jersey, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, Delaware, Rhode Island to plan a safe and coordinated reopening. When we work together, we're stronger."
Right. Who's our team? Who's on our team? Kay Ivey!
I would venture that we haven't really shut down totally enough. So
is there anyone on our team that doesn't have lots of pictures in a yearbook in blackface? No. Kay Ivey is a governor in a state where if a fuck ton of pictures show up in her yearbook where she's in blackface, there's really no political fallout.
I'd be shocked if there wasn't, to be honest with you. It's Alabama.
Yeah. It's a requirement.
We've got Fauci. Well, our live here, if you're listening live right now, the Daily Shit Show is going on. Dr. Fauci is there and apparently did a little moonwalking back. Probably. Trump has ordered him to go out there and not contradict him or something.
Oh, yeah.
Because he said the president listened to the recommendation.
Right.
Subtly trying to walk back comments he made to Jake Tapper about how lives could have been saved.
Jesus.
But then we've got this.
To do well before I decided to run for politics. But I guess I'm doing okay because, to the best of my knowledge, I'm the president of the United States, despite the things that are said.
You know what?
So
I'm sorry. That's him saying, fuck you. That's like, fuck you. Hey, I'm an idiot. I decided to run for the politics. Now I'm president. Suck my dick.
Said. So then, first mandatory quarantine in more than 50 years, we did. First mandatory in 50 years, the same restrictions that the Democrats and the media called xenophobic. Now, Joe Biden.
No. When you decided to shut down travel from China for Chinese people,
yes.
but still have anybody that was over there come right in.
Right. Yes.
That was xenophobic.
Yes.
And it may have saved a couple of people from flying over here.
Right.
But the cat was already out of the bag, and there were people coming from Europe who already had the virus.
Wasn't there
people coming from other continents?
Was there anyone working for Donald Trump that said, you know, actually,
no.
Mr. President, that's xenophobic and not...
Well, yeah, high-fiving.
Like, ooh, that's xenophobic.
Yeah,
ah!
Stephen Miller.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
His hand a blur.
Oh, geez. He's going to need a towel down. Break out a couple of ShamWows.
In the media called xenophobic. Now, Joe Biden said he's a racist. Call me a racist because I said we're shutting down entry from China. We're shutting it down. He called me xenophobic and he called me a racist and other things. Since then, on a Friday night 2 weeks ago, Joe Biden issued a statement. It wasn't him. He didn't write it. I'm sure he doesn't even know that it was issued. But the people from his campaign, who are smart, people that write his little PR releases are pretty smart. Reasonably good. Not the best, but they're not bad.
Is this today?
This is minutes ago.
Who gives a fuck, Donald? God, this... Keep playing it. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. This is
pretty smart. Reasonably good. Not the best, but they're not bad. But they issued a statement saying that Joe Biden agrees that that President Trump was right to close it down to China. Now, he...
Mental illness. What's his face is right. That guy from Saturday Night Live who was a senator for a second, Al Franken, was right. Is right. This guy is a...
Here's where it goes
fucking
bonkers.
Mentally ill. What?
That's right. In fact, his was later Friday night than I ever released mine on Friday nights, okay? So he did it pretty late. I mean, you know, like at 11 o'clock in the evening or something. You know, it's pretty late. Anyway, so Joe Biden issued, and it's one of those things. But in February, Nancy Pelosi said we should come to Chinatown. This is late February. Come to Chinatown. We think it's very safe. Come here. Let's all have the big parade, Chinatown parade. Probably referring to San Francisco. And that's it. But I took this action early. And so the story in the New York Times was a total fake. It's a fake newspaper, and they write fake stories.
They have documents. They have documentation.
Oh,
they have.
Good news, Ebola. We're dumb as fuck. Come on over. Oh, yeah. God, we're fucked. Fucked. What month is this? I'm sorry. April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December, January. If we're lucky, there's a new president. But until then, we're fucked. God, this guy is mentally ill. He's fucking bananas.
Yes.
Just Looney Tunes.
An explosive new expose at the New York Times titled, "He Could Have Seen What Was Coming Behind Trump's Failure on the Virus."
Yes. Yes. Listen, I read a bunch of shit like that over the weekend. It is all horrific. We're just getting fucked, man.
So that's why Trump is like, you know, they're fake news.
The New York Times is a fake newspaper.
Of course.
Worry in the New York Times is a total fake. It's a fake newspaper, and they write fake stories. And someday, hopefully in 5 years when I'm not here, those papers are all going out of business because...
No, we're hoping for less than a year, Donnie.
Nobody's going to want to read them. But now they like them because they write about me. Now, with that, I have a couple of interesting... We have a few... clips that we're just going
to... Now, look at this. He is going to play TV clips.
Of what?
Of media seeing like they're downplaying the coronavirus. And he's saying they've been accusing him of doing it.
Okay, so somebody so made a
this
clip
is
show
the press
for
conference.
Him?
Yeah, this what? Is a press conference where he is now making his case.
Do you think Trump could be encouraged to watch Cuomo at his press conference? Because, you know, Cuomo in his press conferences talks about the corona and their ventilators and the situation and the hospital beds. And he walks you through the numbers. And, you know, basically most of the things being discussed are they're all about the coronavirus and how his right. people are being affected. Because he gives a shit. He really cares.
Right.
But it's different with Donald.
Right.
It's like he doesn't give a flying fuck. He's going to show clips about who's... I'm sorry. I'm talking to myself in circles. This guy's fucking cuckoo. Fuck.
Trump... quote, was slow to absorb the scale of the risk. He was convinced he could contain this virus, and they wanted weeks too long to move to mitigation.
But has,
they waited weeks too
but
long.
But has he absorbed it? Does he understand?
I don't know necessarily, to be honest with you. I don't know. Who fucking knows? I don't know.
He doesn't sound like a guy. I mean, now I feel like I would go back to when Susan Collins said that Trump made a decision, learned
oh,
something.
Boy, yeah.
See, I forgot what the fuck the context was.
He learned something. Hopefully he'll learn. Never
about the impeachment.
Never to
right?
be all colludy again. Yeah.
This is bananas. He's crazy as fuck. So wait, so he's about to play a bunch of clips of people on CNN downplaying the importance of the virus or the threat. Okay. What a wacko.
The Yeah, the social media is going crazy about Jared and Ivanka being
on that, Jarvanka.
Being on that council.
Yeah, it's
to reopen America.
You know, the Onion had a headline something like, Trump promises to get out there and do everything he can to spread the coronavirus.
He's working on it.
He really is. Why is anyone talking about reopening when I saw this piece on NPR ran some fucking piece about how he hasn't, like, he says all this shit at the press conferences and he hasn't done anything. Like, there was supposed to be all these testing. There was supposed to be an agreement with CVS to create all these drive-through testing places.
And, there's eight of them now, I saw.
But someone called CVS and asked them if they had an agreement with the federal government for these tests. And they said, we don't know what you're talking about.
Well, he did the same thing with Google.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Google's helping us with a website. And they called Google and they're like, what?
Maybe somebody would know. Somebody would know at Google if they had an agreement with the White House. Somebody at Google would say, oh, fuck, man. Who's in charge of Google? Tim Apple?
Tim Apple.
Hi.
Google.
Tim Apple. Tim Apple would be like, I talked to the president today.
It's Eric Lipton is the author of the piece, the lead author of the piece over at the New York Times.
The fake newspaper? He actually said it's a fake newspaper. It's not even really a newspaper.
It's
like
COVID.
Like when you touch it, it's a balloon or something. It's not really a newspaper.
It's fake news. It's fake news.
Damn. He's not saying the article is fake. He's saying it's not an article. That is,
it's a fake paper.
That's amazing. Yeah.
You can't stop sneezing.
If it's not a newspaper, then what is it?
It's fake.
Okay.
Going to put up. We could turn the lights a little bit lower. I think you'll find them interesting. God. And then we'll answer some questions. I'll ask you some questions because you're so guilty, but forget it. But most importantly, we're going to get back on.
This is insanity.
How many
deaths? This is like a Christopher Guest movie.
How many people have died from COVID, did you say, in Florida? Like a fuck ton.
Yeah,
in this country, a fuck ton. And this guy is like, dim the lights. For my fucking bullshit.
Let me show you what I've been spending your tax dollars on.
Yeah, Stephen Miller put together a mixed video thing on YouTube for you.
We had to get a new keyboard.
Yeah.
Sticky keys.
My fingers are just too small for it.
Stephen Miller was doing the editing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the thing. When these Nazis. Right, and then they get all fucking worked up over their fucking Nazism, and they start shooting big loads all over the place. It's disgusting.
The death panel is trending too, and it's the picture from Fox News. Mark Meadows, Ivanka Trump, Jared Kushner, Steve Mnuchin, Larry Kudlow, Robert Lighthizer, another asshole.
Who is Wilbur that guy? Ross. I don't know Lighthizer.
He's an economic advisor.
Okay.
Trickle down guy.
Has he been? Is he on Fox or OAN or is he?
I'm sure. Undoubtedly, he's commented on Fox.
God damn.
It's too early to wake up and be crazy, Doug.
Yeah. Shit.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We do this every weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific. Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon portal.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. We love you long time.
That's right. Wilbur Ross is on that panel to reopen America.
He is. Him and Ben Carson, a couple of firebrands.
Oh, yeah. Reopen America. How are you going
like
to wake Ben Carson
this
up?
Meeting by praying.
Okay. I think that would be a good idea.
I bet if you ask those guys, I mean, we saw Ben Carson. If you started rattling off questions to this Wilbur Ross, this corpse of a human being, would he be able to answer questions about what he does or his department or commerce? Because you remember
we've seen clips of him not being able to answer questions.
Well, Ben Carson doesn't know shit.
Right.
So how can these guys be on a panel of a whole... So on top of their current job...
He probably needed to find his black friend to put on the panel.
Oh, yeah. Ben Carson is barely doing his job, and now he's got another job. That doesn't make any sense to me.
Our neighbors to the north?
Georgia?
Scenic Alabama?
Okay, Alabama.
This part of the... Yeah. Our actual neighbors to the
Georgia
north.
Is north of us.
Well, it's north of... Not here. I don't think. If you hit, travel straight north, you hit Alabama.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
The eastern part of the state, Georgia.
Yeah, you would have to
Has a coast.
You would have to go northeast. No, I know that. I know that.
Alabama, a Wayne's Farms chicken processing plant. What a great place to work that must be. Is now taking criticism. There's a report from Reuters.
Yes.
At a Wayne's Farm chicken processing plant in Alabama, workers recently had to pay the company 10 cents a day to buy masks for them to protect them from the new coronavirus. 10 fucking cents.
Okay, so how many people? This is insanity. How many people work at this fucking place?
Hundreds and hundreds
times 10 cents. They can't afford that, this company.
In Colorado, nearly a third of the workers at a JBS USA beef plant stayed home amid safety concerns for the last 2 weeks as a 30-year employee of the facility died
from
the coronavirus.
Right.
There's a pork plant in Quebec that shut on March 29th. The number of workers who tested positive for the virus quintupled to more than 50.
Oh, my God.
That facility, at least 10 others in North America, have temporarily closed or reduced production because of the pandemic. Disrupting food supply chains in those areas.
See, Trump said didn't he say to Fauci, did this story come out, that he says that he wants this to wash over the country and just wants us to take it on the chin with the coronavirus because that's a better option than shutting down the economy. But wouldn't that have more of effect on our essential workers?
Well, he doesn't care.
Okay. He didn't care about our food chain.
Lack of protective equipment and the nature of elbow-to-elbow work required to debone chickens, chop beef, and slice hams are highlighting the risks for employees and limiting output, as some are saying, fuck it, it's low-paying work. So people are like, fuck it, I'm not going to catch the coronavirus.
Yeah.
For this minimum wage fucking disgusting job.
Yeah.
And those people should be making more than some of those cunts up in the offices that are pushing pens or keyboard warriors.
Yeah, no shit.
With your MBA, you worthless twat face.
Yeah, and what your why isn't that guy? Why is it twat faced essential, but this guy is essential? Like, this guy has to come into work, but not twat face.
Because people got to eat.
Yeah.
Twat face can work from home.
Yeah. You know,
quote. Air quotes, work from home.
It's like, we got to change everything. I mean, really, the pandemic shows you so much shit needs to be changed. I really think we got to start with this being a vegetarian, man. Fuck. You know, I mean.
The United States and Canada are among the world's biggest shippers of beef and pork.
Hell yeah, motherfucker!
Closures and increased absenteeism among workers are contributing to drops in the price of livestock as farmers find fewer places for slaughter.
You know, what do people expect? I don't care what kind of job you have. You're not going to want to go there if you could potentially die, and people are actually dying.
And you're getting paid shit and getting treated like shit. And then they're charging you a fucking dime for your masks.
That is fucking spectacularly crazy.
That's evil, yeah.
What are you talking about? Like, a dime. A dime a week?
A dime a day.
A dime a day. Whatever. That seems like, Tyson Foods or whatever big corporation could just absorb that as a cost of business. They could say, well, maybe we see our workers as an asset, and it would be good for us to
stop
not
right there.
Have them die.
They don't care.
Jesus.
Don't care, don't care, don't care.
God, this pandemic is exposing some bad fucking shit, man.
Right? Bringing out the worst in a lot of fucking people, too.
And the aid package is so fucked up. I mean, like, what's his face? Larry, what's his dick?
Kudlow
saying people can live off for 4 months, they can live off $1,200. Yeah.
What is he? What? He could not.
How's that coming, by the way? Where are those checks?
Oh, I don't know. Shelby, go check on that.
There's a lot of people who weren't able to pay rent.
Yeah.
Already.
Right. No, I mean, we are not situated for a pandemic where you just have to. And the other thing is, like, I don't know what it's like to be on a pandemic response team, but if you think about it, wouldn't our reaction to a pandemic of a virus that we don't really understand, we don't know a lot about, wouldn't it be shelter in place anyway? I mean, wouldn't that strategy be sort of similar to something that's highly contagious that you don't know how to fuck with? Wouldn't all roads kind of lead to social distancing? So why is this such a shock then?
One would hope. Got even fucking Rick Santorum saying that Trump shouldn't try to force the states to reopen.
What? We've never sat in here one day and done a show where Rick Santorum
has ever said anything smart or decent, right?
Ever came out on the right side of any fucking issue.
This is shocking. I mean, he did a lot of ball licking, but Trumpian ball licking. Okay. But then he did say he didn't think. He says, I don't think it'll work. And he said there'll be a backlash.
And by work not working and the backlash, he means death.
Well, I don't think he cares about that. I think he cares about the backlash politically.
Shit, man.
You know, it is Rick Santorum.
Right, you're right. Now the dog is sound asleep.
Fortunately. Shit, man. Yeah, fortunately. Bernie Sanders has officially endorsed Joe Biden.
Yay! You hear that, guys? You hear that, Bernie Bros? Guess you'll all vote for Joe Biden now, right? Right? Right?
We need you in the White House, he said.
Yes.
Meanwhile, Andrew Cuomo has ruled out running for president, replacing Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Biden also won the Alaska primary.
Yes. Okay.
Do you care?
I give a fuck. Absolutely.
Now she's awake again. I've got a story here.
Yes.
About where is that story? Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Thanks for listening, guys. What's the story?
Oh, good news.
Okay. Good news with a caveat.
We talked about this over the weekend offline.
Oh shit.
The former NFL player Tom Johnson.
Oh yes,
has scored a victory against tyranny.
Right.
Got a $475,000 settlement with the city of Minneapolis over some fucking asshole cops.
Yeah.
Who violated his civil rights.
Well, he was waiting in line to go to a club, and he didn't have the right dress code,
And he was black and everything.
Oh, that's
and
right.
Large.
That probably, are you saying race played a factor?
Officers Patrick McCarver and John
LaLuzerne
assaulted Johnson before they arrested him outside of a Minneapolis nightclub.
Yay, perfect.
The officers, and this should not happen.
Yes.
We're off duty working security for the club at the time of the incident. If you're off duty, you hand in your badge, you hand in your gun. You are no longer a cop is the way it should fucking work.
But you know what, man? A lot of people probably think, oh, God, it's great. I got an off duty cop to be the security guy. We're golden. We'll be perfect.
They said that he repeatedly ignored their orders and including the staffs to leave the club after it had closed. Johnson, however, said that he was singled out by the staff for violating the club's dress code because he wore Timberland boots.
Oh, shit.
He said as he was walking out, these asshole cops started yelling at him to leave and then started pepper spraying him.
No, perfect. Of course. Guys, first we're going to yell and then we pepper spray and then we beat and then we'll shoot at people.
He then attempted to pull out his cell phone to record the incident, and that's when goose-stepping thug Officer McCarver smacked the phone away and tased him.
No! Now, I am not a lawyer, but that seems it seems like some rights are being violated. I'm just saying.
He was charged with misdemeanor trespassing, disorderly conduct,
yeah,
and interfering with a po-po officer.
Now, this is all however, misdemeanor shit, right?
In June of 2015, he was found not guilty of all the charges.
Okay. But he still got pepper sprayed and beaten, right?
He said the officers lied, painting him as the aggressor in their police reports. Ended up with him injured, jailed, publicly humiliated, ultimately forced to defend himself from criminal charges.
Yes.
His attorney said, in an attempt to justify the decision to use a taser on a non-resisting citizen who had the audacity to take a photo of an officer who he believed had mistreated him, the officers ultimately concocted a story in which they claimed he jumped up on the planter and lunged at them.
Oh, my God. So wait a second. Are these
it's a lie.
Are the cops in jail?
Right, yeah.
You can't just tase somebody. You can't just tase somebody because, I don't know. God, imagine getting tased.
One of the cops is dead, died at age 52 a couple of years ago.
Oh, okay, well.
As it's working its way through the courts. So there you go. They settled for
$475,000.
There you go. God. Your tax money at work, everyone.
You know, it's as if these cops aren't protecting society. It's like they're hurting society.
And then we protect them.
And we
from many consequences.
We pay for them to hurt society.
Sure.
This is bizarre. If aliens came down from outer space, they would be like, wow, there's some weird fucking shit going on here. I don't get it. Vaporize.
They're trying to save the post office, but you know, the Republicans have for decades now been trying to shank the post office.
How will you get shit in the mail if there's no mail?
Well, some wonderful for-profit corporation will be happy to take over.
What if you bought forever stamps? Will UPS honor them?
Not if they don't exist.
But they're forever.
For the post office.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't mean that if FedEx takes over.
Then you can go fuck yourself, well, right? Jeez.
You can put those on your fridge.
Okay.
Because that's about what they're worth.
What a great idea. Let's get rid of the post office. Let's have a pandemic. Let's ignore the pandemic. Let's get rid of the post office.
I guess Russia also is being hit pretty hard.
Are they?
With the pandemic, yeah.
Yes. But, you know, how would we know? I mean, you know.
Well, right.
And with China.
And the fact that they're admitting that means it's probably really, really bad.
Oh, it's got to be a hellscape there. I mean, because what? See, that they're our future, right? Because if there's no checks and balances, if Trump wants to get rid of everything, Russia is our future.
Oh, right, and start killing off the opposition and
there's no checks and balances.
Killing off reporters that report the truth about him.
Because what interest does Vladimir Putin have containing the coronavirus? Vladimir Putin would never make the calculation that, hey, I'm going to sacrifice the Russian economy to save my citizens that I, you know, would just assume send to Siberia.
AOC, meanwhile, a Bernie supporter.
Yes.
Who is reiterating that she supports her party's presumptive presidential nominee, former Vice President Joe Biden.
Of course.
But she's also urging his campaign to take serious steps to address the concerns raised by the left wing of the party.
Right. Well, yes.
She argues it's vital to defeat Trump at all costs
right.
in November. Quote, it's a matter of life or death for our communities.
Yeah.
And now some of the Bernie bros are squealing. She's a sellout. AOC is a sellout.
We want to get the fuckface Nazi out of the fucking White House. That's it.
Because she has a brain and can see.
And it's easy. Trump is the enemy. Trump is the enemy.
Beating Donald Trump is a matter of life or death for our communities. I think it's a difference between making an argument for harm reduction and making the argument for there's actually going to be progress made for us.
Yeah, to me, people are making this argument way too complicated. Trump is a fucking lunatic. He is a mentally ill lunatic. Impossible. He can't govern. He's a lunatic.
She pointed out that Biden has built a broad coalition thus far, but Latinos and young voters had backed Sanders. She said Biden needs to work to address those communities. She said, I just want to improve people's lives. While we improve people's lives with Donald Trump not in the White House, we need to do better than what we've done before.
Well, whatever. We need to get Donald Trump out of the White House.
Meanwhile, Democratic Socialists of America,
yes,
who had backed Sanders,
yes,
tweeted out, we are not endorsing Joe Biden.
Thank you. Thank you, fuckhead.
Yeah, fuck you.
Let me ask you something. Do you think the values of the Democratic Socialists or whatever you are, like you closer align with Donald Trump?
Well, and who are you endorsing? Jill Stein?
God.
Is that fraud going to run again?
If Joe Biden isn't the president, it's going to be Donald Trump. There. That's how I understand it. I mean, if you had a plan otherwise, if you're like, hey, we have a way to get Bernie Sanders as president and it seemed viable, then that would be different, but you don't. There's not another plan.
That's all they tweeted. Okay. We are not endorsing at Joe Biden.
Well, good tweet.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
I guess they got a lot of the comments are going after them, but there's a few people who are like, I 100% support this decision.
Oh, dude, I see that on Facebook. People saying, just write in Bernie, write in Bernie, write in Bernie. Why don't you just go vote for Trump?
This person, I've got two words for you not endorsing Biden. Supreme Court.
Yeah. Here, I got two words. Fuck you. Right? Fuck yourself. That's more. No. That's three.
Oh, this person's an idiot. The courts are already gone for at least a generation. 5-4 is the same as 6-3 or 7-2.
Go fuck yourself. That is insane. It's insane to say that life with Joe Biden will be the same as Donald Trump. That is fucking nuts.
It's stupid.
It is totally fucking stupid. Because it's not like Bernie Sanders would walk in day one and the Senate and the House will be like, hey, Bernie, show us your agenda. We want to do that for you.
Right.
You're going to walk in there and it's going to be all fucked up and you're going to have to fix it.
And who knows what corruption we might find.
There'll be a lot. There'll be a lot.
Clarence Thomas is no spring chicken either.
Yeah.
So,
let me ask you something. And I want to be honest with me. Would Joe Biden appoint someone to the courts better than Brett Kavanaugh?
Come on. Better at what?
Being
gravity bongs?
I'd say being a human being.
It's getting to be that time almost where we gotta get the fuck out of here. So
right.
Good for AOC.
Yay. Yes.
But there's a lot of broage out there.
Please, broage. Don't be cunts.
God, I didn't pull the story, but there was a story over the weekend also. I think it might have also been the New York Times about this whole like disinformation and misinformation thing.
Yes.
Russia's been doing it like for decades.
Oh, wow.
Decades.
Meaning like, what do you mean? Like, so I'm just trying to think of some issue they might have.
Everything.
God, that's crazy.
Russia's state-backed media is using the pandemic to spin anti-Western views.
Let me ask you something.
Do you think Russia was responsible for Gary Hart's picture of him on the boat with that girl?
No, we know who. That was a conservative outlet that set that whole thing up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that.
That came out not that long ago, right?
Oh,
that,
yeah, yeah.
That it was a big setup.
Because I remember us talking about it. That must have been why. Yeah. Hmm.
And they got her to sit on his lap and take that picture. Woohoo, mission accomplished. Wait. And that brought him down.
Yeah.
And now, and now we have Trump.
And that was, Gary Hart was a good candidate at the time, right? And yeah, what year was that?
Yeah, he didn't even do anything with her. He literally, she just sat on his lap.
Was that
on
Dukakis? Or Mondale?
That might have been Dukakis.
Just think about that. What if Gary Hart would have won?
Well, right. What if Al Gore had won?
Yeah. Yeah. That's
a might not have been, there wouldn't have been an Iraq war.
Yeah.
With GW trying to avenge daddy.
And what if Hillary would have won? She would have spent her whole first
Hillary
term.
Did win.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, you mean the, yeah.
She'll spend her whole first term from jail. Stupid assholes.
With those emails.
Oh, yes. Better fucking emails.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We love you all a long time. And yes. We will be back tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel. Thanks for tweeting us and sending us shit and emailing us and all that stuff and spreading the crabs. We appreciate it.
Danke.
Ryan's doing some stuff on social media. Find out what he's doing. Check it out. Go to @RatedRComedy on the Instagram, on the Twitter, on the Facebook, or go to his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram @ViLExperience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a good one. Stay safe. Talk to you tomorrow, y'all.
Right
wing and bitter clinging proud clingers of our guns, our God, our in our religions, in our Constitution. Tell us that we're not red enough. Yeah, coming from the establishment. Right.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.